kindness to self. So in other words, we're the ones that grant ourselves permission to receive. We're the ones, hi Marty, we're the ones that establish providence over our own tribute. So as we will allow ourselves to receive ourselves in excellence. Now this is very indicative of the place card that we set. In other words, you want to like just imagine there's this banquet table and we're the ones that decide where our place setting is. Are we still waiting? Are we not ready for the big royal offering? Or do we take our place card and feel ready to proceed? Because remember, it's about stepping out in kindness to self. The ego will always have you lacking. It's dualism. It'll always point out, well, wait, you still, but you did. It's going to go on and on and on ad nauseum. So you can just kind of guarantee that every step of the way, new level, new devil, it just follows. It's like it's got your GPS. It's going to follow your tracking. So this is the time of divine appointment when we assume responsibility for our tomorrow approach. So that means coming into consent, coming into agreement, coming into establishment, coming into divine authority so that we come into consent with our tomorrow promise. Now, our tomorrow promise is the excellence, it's alliance to the energetic offering that is already present. So this is what we're coming into agreement with. We're not creating something out of nothing. We're stepping into a new reality. We're stepping into a new vocation. We're stepping into a true essence, a true attribute of ourself that we graduate into. In other words, it already exists. So think of like a parallel earth. Think of another vibrational aspect of you that is coming. Oh my gosh, the energy is so beautiful. That you are coming into consent with. So in other words, it is already here. It is already present. It already exists. So when I say here, it's like the eternal here, if you were like the eternal present, past, present, and future. It's all here, present. So what we're doing is stepping into faith. What we're doing is stepping into abundance. We're allowing ourselves the passage of time. In other words, to pass over time. There is a script. There is an ego time passage. So in English, we can just keep going and going and we think we're creating, we think we're getting somewhere. But if we're creating out of a certain alliance, a certain vibration, a certain reporting system, then it's just more of the same because it's not really what we're creating. It's the vibration. The frequency that's going to create that leverage to take us into our next placement. So the more that we can step out in faith, the more that we can say, I choose you, and just really feel that like jump, feel that lift up, feel that higher approach, feel that consent into higher guidance. Now it's going to be there, and what we're going to find, it's almost like playing a Mario like video game where it's like he steps into nothing and then this step appears. The steps, like, you know, like they kind of float in the middle of the air. That's what we're doing. That's what it means to step out in faith, because you consent to your graduation. You consent to your new approach. So as we will align with our brilliance, as we will align with our true remembrance, as we will consent to our wholeness, we spring into laughter. Now, laughter is very relevant because think about it. It's you know, it's like Course in Miracles. It's like we created the illusion of separation and then we forgot to laugh. So we took it very seriously and here we are being very responsible, thinking that we're getting somewhere. So we laugh, we pay tribute, we consent with our joyful approach. So the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. So it's remembering that this joy of the Lord is the joy of our true spirit. So we're leaving an old approach. So there was one person that was like, can you explain the daily message? What's new? What's new? What do you mean by new? So new is our new offering to self. It's our new kindness. It's we're willing to release the judgment, the old stale nature, anything that's stale, like you're just going around the mountain again, and it's not bearing fruit. It's not bearing fruit. That's how you know you're ready for a higher claim. That's how you know you're ready for liberal pleasure. That's how you know that you're about to spring into kindness. So kindness is very relevant because this is about our relationship with self. We're all light workers. We all know how to do good endlessly, tirelessly. But this is about kindness to self. And sometimes we avoid that. We avoid that because we don't know what's lurking under those bed covers. And quite frankly, we've never really 100% understood how to bring forth that new richness, the divine essence. So as we will choose the light, as we will choose our wholeness, as we will choose kindness to self, in other words, they're showing me the partnership card, partnering with our higher self. We're learning how to be our best friend. And so the best friend is to come into union, come into graduation, come into spontaneous abundance recognition. Now, abundance, we are all excellent in abundance in some areas, and then other areas, we can't figure it out. So what we're doing is allowing, they're showing me like elastic where it stretches. We're allowing common courtesy. In other words, this is the time of our homecoming where we come into divine union. So to come into divine union means we no longer believe in separation. We no longer believe in limitation. We accept our divine contract in which they're kind of showing me like if you get a kit or like prepare a meal at home kit or whatever, it's like you got your sauce, you got your spices, you got everything you need. So that's abundance. Abundance is knowing that everything you need will arrive, will be sent. So as we come into that agreement that we agree to come through, in this, we pinpointed this place in time to incarnate, to serve. So when we do this, we're not going to serve out of lack. It's going to be really hard to serve. So some of us are serving out of lack and we've got belly aches, we've got all kinds of physical issues. Some of us are serving out of lack and we don't know how to manifest golden coins because we don't want to be like the rich folk and we're healing what that means. But each of us have an area where we're here to serve ourselves. So I literally see the banquet, remember that blank banquet table? And it's like have another ladle. Have another ladle. It's very essential that we give ourselves permission to have that additional ladle, to proceed with kindness to self, to bring that forth throughout our day. Proceed with kindness to self. As we will offer ourselves regular pleasure, as we will offer ourselves gifting. And so what we're doing is merging with our truth. Wherever we still feel separate, that is where I literally see like the energies, like that is where the energies are tumbling down to bring forth new involvement, to bring forth new apparatus, to bring forth that which we were searching for. Now, the way we receive it is to see ourselves in our innocence. If we think, oh, you've been messing up in this lifetime, you don't deserve anything, sit in the corner. So that's just the ego. That's just the ego. But we've all been trained by it. We've been trained. So this is the time to bring forth the acquittal and realize we no longer need to suffer. You got to work hard. You got to suffer. You got to pay your dues. If you want to stay in 3D timeline, Sure. But we're coming to our new acquaintance. We're coming to our true inheritance. We're coming to our faithfulness of kindness to self, where we're relieving ourselves of that domain, the belief in punishment. If you believe in punishment, then you're going to fear punishment. If you believe in judgment, you're going to fear judgment. It's as simple as that. So as we come into true acquaintance, as we come into true alliance with our divine presence, we bring forth, we present our rite of passage. Have another ladle. And so when we offer ourselves that approach of kindness with self, just the way we would with someone else, there are a couple of us that are still playing martyr. You're going to notice that after this attunement, where we serve, we serve, we serve, but with ourselves, lash, cato, whatever that is called, whipping. Now, we're not doing it in the physical unless we've really been beating ourselves up, but we do it in the heart. We do it in the heart. So we want to remember that this is the channel that needs clearing, because we're associating with our divine privilege. So we want to be able to receive that light. I literally have Glenda the Good Witch, so we understand that. We all have that energy. It represents the energy that is our inheritance, that is due us as we come to acceptance, as we come to agreement. So in essence, we're the ones that have been holding up production. We're the ones that keep stopping the assembly line. Oh, she doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it. So the more that we can treat ourselves with kindness, with obligation of the heart, with richness, with truth, to soul satisfaction. Now that's an essential part, because what we're doing is we're satisfying the soul. We're coming into alliance with the reason for this incarnation. It is not to set up monopoly houses or hotels and try to win on 3D. It's not why we're here. All provisions will be made as we step into divine union. We don't have to worry, but we do have to agree. We have to agree to our freedom. We have to agree with the offering. We have to agree with the fine detail. So they want me to explain that fine detail. We all have, I'm just going to call them addictions, where we fluff off what's available to us. Well, I think I'll go read the paper or Google News. I think I'll go watch the ball game now. I'll go find a way to distract myself from what's being offered. Now, it doesn't mean that sometimes you need a breather, you need to take a walk. But the more that we can consent to the spiritual flow as it presents, understanding that it's serving our path, it's serving progress, it's not interfering with our wholeness, it's gifting us with kindness to self. So as we will offer ourselves regular standing, regular pleasure, that means to work with spirit, work with your divine nature, work with your higher self, work with your partnership with delight. What you're saying is you're available. You're available for ascension. You're available for abundance. You're available for your soul contract. Now, this is where we stand out. I'm going to step out. They want me to explain this. I could scatter everyone all over, like a big, huge park or whatever, and I could pinpoint each of you within seconds, because I can receive you vibrationally. You stand out vibrationally. That is how strong your frequency is. That is how powerful your light is, each of you. And that includes those listening to the recording. So as you will offer yourself kindness, in other words, to appreciate your good standing, appreciate your dedication, appreciate your spiritual development, appreciate your spiritual maturity. So again, we're kind of dusting ourselves off. It's like we've been on earth for a while and some of us have gotten a little dusty. And then some of us associate with that dust and we forget our true vision, we forget our true purpose. We forget our true entitlement. So as we will serve the self with kindness, this is about self-respect. This is about self-promotion. This is about graduation. Graduation to the offering. Because remember, we're here on assignment. Everything we need will come as we release the blocks. As we stand in good faith. As we open up to springtime. Not based on how your linear life's been working out, because it's a dream world, it's a dream life. So did you build 3 buildings, did you only build 2? Well, in a dream state, it doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter like you think it does. This is the point, we're awakening, we're rebirthing to our true acquaintance, to our true reason for residing in this plane, in this reality. So as we will seal our fate, as we will seal our truth, as we will come into consent with our divine appointment, our divine agreement, we release struggle, we release limitation, and we receive in good faith. So as we receive these energies, they're asking to accept whole provisions. That means go beyond what you thought you was due you and allow full entry. That means no barriers, no limitation, not just one area of your life. Well, if I could just get help in this one little area, that's my question. Why not all areas? Why not all areas? Now this goes to the point of our birth. So the energies that are being offered are bringing forth healing requirements from moment one to present. As we will receive, as we will state our divine union, our divine acceptance, our divine agreement, all is possible. Because remember, it's already been prearranged. It's already been set. It's already been established. We're coming into agreement. We're coming into union with what we've been entitled to all the time. As we will step out in faith, as we will assert kindness to self, as we will establish the priority of allowance. So as we receive this, we bring this awareness to all of life, all of the many brothers and sisters. Because as we step out in excellence, we offer this vibrational union to all that are willing to receive. Because remember, free will, there must be willingness. We offer this to all that are serving as leaders, that are making decisions on behalf of populations. All that are ready to receive, may they too receive and receive in abundance. Let us pray. So it is. All right. So everybody, welcome. It is a pleasure to serve. It is a pleasure to accept on behalf of all in grace. We will now see how we can be of further assistance. And they're saying anything goes, meaning that don't feel shy, like, oh, I had a linear question. There really isn't any such thing as linear, because remember, it's an illusion. So anything that you're dealing with that seems to be linear really is a spiritual question. So don't feel like, oh, it's not as important. Yeah, it is. If it's coming to your awareness, there's a reason. It's there. So trust that. All right, so we're going to begin with Allison and make our way around. Hi, Miss Allison. Oh, wait a minute. And say your name again. Okay, so I am not hearing you. You've been hearing me, though. Have you been hearing me? Okay, I'm going to say Juliet's saying have a beautiful day. So you heard me. This part's good. I don't know. Let me try someone else just to see if it's on my side. LaToya, will you unmute so I can see if you I can hear you? Okay. I cannot hear you either. It is on my side. Okay, hold on. Oh, well, thank goodness you guys heard me. Okay, let's see what I can do. It's a brand new laptop, and it was working yesterday, but it's not. So I'm going to join on my cell phone, and we'll figure that out. Okay, hold on. You always just got to be in the flow. All right, hold on. I'm unable to join because I was previously removed by the host. I removed myself. Okay, so let's figure out what else I can do. Let's figure it out. Hold on. All right, guys, I am going to have to click out, come back in. Wait a minute. You're not even hearing me. Hold on. Are you hearing me now? Okay, you hear me, but I can't hear you. Okay, and it won't let me in from my phone. Okay, hold on. Yeah, I don't have that other speaker. Let's see. I'm gonna try restarting the meeting. So we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm.